Let's read Cool Clive. Chapter 1. Look at the other kids in my class. They have the right haircuts. They have the right clothes. The jeans, the t-shirts, the caps, and the trainers. These are my friends. And this is me. They may think I'm not all that big. They may think I'm not all that bright, but I know I'm really cool. The trouble is my clothes are just not cool at all. So what? I don't care, I say to myself, but I do care.
You can wear my cap for today, says my best friend, but it's not the same.
My mom says, just be yourself. What you wear doesn't matter.
She's right, you know.
My friend agrees with her, and I know she's right too. It doesn't matter. It shouldn't matter, but it does matter to me. I want to be like my friends. I want to be cool. In my mind, I can see exactly what I could look like, and I say, Mom, can I have jeans like those? But she always says, I can get you a pair from the market for half the price. So I say, can I have some t-shirts like those? But she says, you've got plenty of your cousins' old shirts that you haven't grown into yet. And when I say, look at those trainers, Mom. I don't suppose, she says, I'm sorry, love, we just can't afford them. It seems that almost everything I have belonged to someone else before me.
Oh, wow, I remember this. Ooh, I used to love this shirt.
And the fashions have changed a bit since my cousins were kids. At school, we all had to make up a rap about ourselves. This is mine. Don't have the right sort of trainers. Don't have the right sort of hair. Don't have the right sort of labels. Pretend that I don't care. But, oh, wow, look at him now. All the style, all the know-how, Puma, high tech and Reebok, coolest cool, they've got the lot. And whoa, well, I'm feeling green. They're the coolest kids I've ever seen. They're cool in the school and cool in the street. Cool as cool from head to feet. My friend says,
it's a good rap.
But it's not such a good feeling. Chapter 2. I know exactly what I want. I've seen them in a shop window, and I know exactly what my mom will say. Money doesn't grow on trees, you know. We don't have money to burn, maybe for Christmas. I dream about those trainers. Maybe I could find some long-lost treasure and buy them. Maybe I could earn a reward and buy them.
This 100-pound check is a small token of our gratitude.
Maybe I could get a job, and yes, that's what I'll do. I'll earn lots of money and buy my trainers. It's not easy finding a job, especially when you're my age. First, I looked at the newspaper. They were all jobs for grown-ups or older kids. No good for me. What could I do? I thought, and thought, and I had an idea. I could look at the cars in the window of the corner shop. There were plenty of cars for sale. Table tennis table by family moving house with slightly wobbly legs. Three adorable baby rabbits for sale, only £5 each. typewriter for sale, perfect working order, no good offers refused, newspaper delivery, boys and girls wanted, apply within. That's the one for me. I'll get a job, save the money, and I'll be Cool Clive, the coolest kid alive. So in I went. But when I asked, the man said, "You are not big enough, not old enough, not strong enough. Come back when you're older." Outside the shop, I met Ricky Hamley from Mr. Jacobs' class. He had a newspaper round. He was dragging the bag behind him, and he was looking hot and tired. "I'm looking for a partner." "Oh, share the work, share the money, okay? Tell your mom. I'll look after you. Start tomorrow, 6:30. 6:30? 6:30. Surely he didn't mean 6:30 in the morning. He did. That night, I was so excited, I could hardly sleep. I asked my mom if I could help Rick with his paper round, and after a bit, she had agreed. She helped me set the alarm clock for 5:30, and she made me go to bed extra early. It's hard to go to sleep when it's still light. All my plans were racing through my head. They made a sort of song which went round and round and round. I'll deliver the news, I'll earn money. I'll buy shoes, I'll buy trainers cool and snazzy. Big and bold and bright and jazzy. Imagine me when I get to school. Looking so great, looking so cool. Listen to the others, hear them say, "Look at the Clive, look at the Clive. He's the coolest kid alive." In the end, I fell asleep, and then it was time to get up and get started on my first week delivering the papers with Rick. Monday was very wet. Tuesday was no better. Wednesday was worse. Thursday was even wetter, but I carried on. Friday, Saturday, on Sunday, the newspapers are very thick and heavy. I heaved that bag. I hauled that bag. I nearly gave up, but I carried on and got paid. Yippee! But the next day, I met Rick. "I'm going to work with Gaz from now on. You are too little, too slow, and you make mistakes. Look!"
"Excuse me, I didn't order this."
"I want my comic."
"Oi, where is my Biker's World?"
"See you around." Chapter 3.
I went home and counted my money. I made a special savings book, and then I had a rest. I was worn out and fed up, and I still needed loads more money. The next day, I went back to the shop. I didn't go in case there were any more unhappy customers waiting for me. But I read the cards outside. There were few new ones. "For sale, set of dining chairs by family moving house with solid wooden bottoms. Baby rabbits, £3 each for quick sale. Dog walker wanted. Give my dog one good walk a day and earn extra pocket money."
"Yes, that's the job for me." I wrote down the address. I asked my mom and went around to see the lady.
"You are not very old," she said. "You are not very big, but you are the only one who's asked for the job. So I'll give you a try. Here's his lead and here's Toodles. Now just take Toodles once around the park, then bring him straight back home. Don't get him tired. Don't get him dirty. Remember, once
round park and then straight back home. She told me what to do over and over and over again. I wish she'd told Dog. Toodles had a mind of his own. We went once round the park, no problem. But then Toodles decided to go round again. No, Toodles! And again, and again! We visited the docks. Toodles liked the water. We visited the gardens. Toodles liked the mud and the manure. Oi, get that dog out of here! We visited the litter bins. Toodles liked the rubbish. Phew! Then Toodles decided to go home the short way. The lady was not pleased, not pleased at all. She gave me the money for one day, but...
This is not the job for you. Don't come back tomorrow.
I went home, counted my money, filled in my book, then had a bath and a rest. From time to time, I went back to the shop. Sometimes there were new notices. For sale, babies cut by family moving house with a screw loose. Rabbits, free to a good home, phone or call anytime at all. Ducklings and chicks going cheap, but there was only one job. Wanted. Circus performer. Can you walk the high wire? Can you swallow fire? Can you juggle with knives? And that was not the job for me. So I decided to start my own business. I made posters. Car cleaning and odd jobs call for Clive. And leaflets. If your car is splashed with mud and rain, if there are loads of leaves lying in your drain, don't just sit there and complain. Call for Clive. Clive cleans till it gleams. If the birds keep messing on your windscreen, don't get mad, don't get mean. Just call for Clive. Your car was flashy, but now it's splashy. What do you do? Call for Clive. Clive's car cleaning and odd jobs. I borrowed some equipment, a bucket, a sponge and a cloth, and off I went. I was doing very well indeed, when I had a bit of an accident. I was quite lucky, really. I didn't damage the car. I didn't fall in the pond, but I did break a few things. I said, I'm very sorry. It was an accident. I'll pay for the damage. And I did. Now all I had left was my soggy sponge, my cloth, and my bucket with a hole in it. Can you imagine how I felt? I was trudging home by the park when I heard,
Toodles, come back!
Then,
oh, keep that dog under control!
And then, splash! A crowd of people were gathered by the dog pond. I went to have a look and got there just in time to see a man crawling out of the water. He was wet and covered in weeds. He didn't look happy at all. Gaz and Rick were trying to pull Toodles away and apologize to the man at the same time.
Sorry, we're just looking after this dog. Are you okay?
No, I'm not. Look at me and look at my bag. Chapter 4. There in the middle of the pond was his bag. It was bubbling about slowly and drifting around in circles.
It's full of very important papers, said the man. Oh no, it's going to sink. Get a fishing net quick, he yelled.
A fishing net? Has anybody got a fishing net?
But no, the bag was sinking and no one had a fishing net. But I did have an idea. I used my cloth, my bucket with a hole in and a long stick and got it.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. said the man. You have saved my bag and all my papers and money. I would like to reward you. He put his hand into his soggy bag and I held my breath and wished, money, money to buy my trainers. Then he pulled out a little soggy card with an address on it. Pop in and see me, he said. And then he went, leaving nothing behind but a patch of damp grass and some duckweed. I went home and told my mom all about it.
Well, you had your wits about you, but you're not going calling on strangers without my say-so.
Oh, Mom.
No, if you want to go, I'm going with you.
So I had to wait till Saturday when she had the day off work. In a way, I was glad she'd come. It was a funny sort of place. It was a big warehouse on the side of the street, huge and dusty and full of boxes. A bit spooky. Hello there. I've been waiting for you to turn up. This is my mom. I turned to my mom, but she wasn't listening. She was staring at a huge heap of boxes.
It's those trainers you're mad about. Piles of them.
The man was busy telling me all about this job. I bring all these things, some from other countries, and I sell them to shops. I've seen some in shop windows, I said. Would you like some of these? Do you think they're nice? Nice? They're brilliant. They're fantastic. They're cool. Help yourself to a few things then, said the man.
Oh, we couldn't,
said my mom. Yes, we could. Yes, we could. Yes, you could, agreed the man. Your boy saved me a lot of money and a lot of trouble. I want to reward him. So I got a cap and some jeans, a t-shirt, and the trainers. Cool. In my new shirt, I felt brighter. In my new shoes, I felt taller. I looked the way I'd always felt I was. Cool Clive, the coolest kid alive.
I hope you enjoyed it.